From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The fight has begun to free a captive Iraqi city. The Iraqi armed forces are moving at this hour to retake Fallujah from Islamic State forces. As the fighting began, there was increasing concern over the plight of civilians trapped inside the city. Fallujah has been under siege for 6 months, and very little food or medicine has been allowed into it. Former Chadian dictator Hossein Habré has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule. He has been sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued its verdict Monday, convicting Habré of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes included what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution. It said Habré also personally raped a female detainee 4 times. Concern mounted Monday for the fate of tens of thousands of displaced Syrian civilians caught in the middle of a battle north of Aleppo. Days of fighting between rebels and the Islamic State group has hindered the delivery of supplies from Turkey. The battles have drawn in Turkish and coalition warplanes and Kurdish militiamen in a fight for an area measuring only 25 by 55 kilometers. Kurdish spokesmen say they have opened roads to allow about 6,000 fleeing civilians into a border region. A photograph showing a Japanese journalist who has been missing in Syria for nearly a year was posted on the Internet Sunday, with a man holding a sign that reads in part, "This is my last chance." Junpei Yasuta is believed to have been captured by the al-Nusra Front after he crossed into Syria from Turkey last June. A government spokesman says the government is doing what it can to free Yasuta. This is VOA News.